as we go to the table today, and whenever you go to the table of the Lord, I want to continue on in this message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, wherein he was declared to be the Son of God with power. We have this cup and this broken bread in front of us. The cup represents the blood of Christ. The blood, Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the soul is in the blood. And that perfect life, which was delivered for our, not only our sins, but our condition of sins, the life of the perfect one, Jesus, whom we remember at this table, was poured out for us. And the result of that pouring out for us . Paul goes on in this 15th chapter, and he says in the 42nd verse, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, and it is raised in incorruption. And it says in the 49th verse, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, that is our first father or first man, Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly, that is the last Adam. Who is a quickening spirit. That is one who gives life. And through the life that Jesus gave for us, we now, through faith, that vehicle with which God chose to deliver who through, sorry for my hesitation, it's just so wonderful as we at this table are remembering Christ, and through faith, we receive that image of the heavenly wherein Paul goes on to say, for this corruptible, and as long as we're in this flesh, it is corruptible, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Through this cup, looking unto Jesus, we do proclaim in Christ Jesus, we have victory even over death. The grace of God, the love of God, which we do but only begin to comprehend, but then we shall understand it all. But now we take this cup, thanking God for that grace. We are aware of through His Word. In Christ Jesus, take the cup, thanking God for His grace. We shall one day see it manifest. All that God intended us to be, and that in Christ, while we're here, and while impediments to our journey attempt to hinder us through sickness, we, through this bread, looking unto Jesus with the understanding that speaking of Jesus, that He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our shalom, that which was required for the restoration of our wholeness, of our well-being, was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Strength for today. Strength also to finish this journey of faith. God in Christ has provided it all, and we take this bread, declaring with our mouth that which we do faith and have confidence in, that with His stripes we were healed in Jesus Christ. Amen. No doubt.